Hello, my name is Esther Schupp. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Psalm 90, Perek Tzadi, Tfila Moshe Isha Elokim. This is the first of the fourth book of Tehillim, which consists of 17 psalms, of which only three have an ascribed author. The 101st and the 103rd are attributed to David. Only Tzadi is attributed explicitly to Moshe, whereas all the remainder are anonymous. Nonetheless, Chazal attribute 90 through 100, 11 psalms, to the author Moshe Rabbeinu. They tell us that there are 11 psalms which Moshe said, corresponding to the 11 tribes whom he blessed at the end of his life. Take note that Moshe never blessed the tribe of Shimon. Radak explains, this prayer was found by David among the various inscribed writings, and it was the tradition amongst them, he says, that this was authored by Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon, however, questions whether Moshe Rabbeinu actually authored the Mizmor as we see it, and instead says that Tfila leMoshe means it is a prayer dedicated to the sons of Moshe, namely the Levim, who sang this at Beit HaMikdash, but that the author itself is David. However, other scholars have looked at this mizmor and have found incredible parallels to Shirat HaAzinu, with which the five books of the Torah end, the great poem that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote and put at the end of the Torah prior to his death. It is beyond the scope of our studies today to draw all of the parallels. The subject of this mizmor is the human condition here on earth, the futility of so many human efforts, the brevity and the frailty of human life, and the certainty of his death, standing against the awesome power and eternity of God, for whom time is meaningless, since he precedes time and exists far beyond it. This is not only a bleak picture of man's life. It does not fall into despair. Rather, our poet is steeled by a tremendous faith and trust in Hashgacha Pratit, in the personal protection of God, and in his unchangeable connection and communion with his Creator. Tfila leMoshe Isha Elokim, because so he is called the man of God, and that from the rest of it is in fact Moshe's prayer. Ma'on hata hayita lanu bedor vador. My God, you have been our home, our refuge from generation to generation. Malbim believes that in this phrase is a key to a major principle in Jewish theology, namely, that all souls, all human spirit, existed far before the creation of the world and way before they were placed in bodies of clay, because the human soul is its source in the eternal God. Prior to entering a physical body, those souls resided with God, were part of God. And as a result, every soul is eternal, and existed Beterem Harim Yuladu, Vetecholel Eretz Vetevel. They've been here before the mountains were born, before the earth and the universe were created. Umeolam Adolam Atakel. And you, God, are the all-powerful, the mover, the source of all sources, from the beginning of time to the end of time. But in the meantime, Tashev Enosh Adaka, you placed mortal man down here in a limited, lowly place, and then called Vatomer, and you said, Shuvu Bnei Adam, come back, human beings, return, human beings. To some, this means return to the dust from which you were made. To others, it's return to your eternal home from which you originated. For in God's eyes, there is no time. Ki elef shanim be'enecha, ki yom etmol ki yavor, ve'ashmura balayla. For the Ribbono Shel Olam, 1,000 years is like the fleeting yesterday, like a watch in the night, like time that is actually meaningless. Zramtem shenayi yu. They flow like so much sleep. Baboker kechatzir yachalof. But in contrast, the human being rushes through his life as if it were a dream. Come morning, he withers, he shrivels, and he passes as if he didn't exist at all. This death, this frailty, and this futility of human life is attributed to sin. Ki chalinu be'apecha, because we have been eradicated by your anger. We let out a sigh, a groan, bechamatcha, in the face of your fury. Shata avonoteinu lenegdecha, we know that our sins are placed before you. Even the hidden ones you are aware of. For all our days pass as a result of your fury. And we pass our years like a breath, a mere groan. Yemei shnoteinu bahem shivim shana. Unlike the eternal God, our life is, on the average, 70 years. V'im b'gvurot, 80 shana. And if you're extraordinary, you make it to 80 years. Oh yes, there are a few that go beyond it. But on the average, life is so fleeting. V'rabam amal va'aven. And the most that we can boast about is futile labor, ve'aven, and useless work. Again and again, plans that are not fulfilled. Again and again, dreams that are called false. Before we know it, kigas chish ve'na'ufa, our souls rise up and take flight a mere moment. The ultimate prayer that Moshe Rabbeinu has is that given how brief our lives are, how we don't manage to somehow fulfill the mission for which we were brought down here, how we cannot seem to bring our plans to fruition, and how our best laid plans blow in the wind. He therefore prays, Limnot yomeinu ken hoda. Please teach us, make us known how we can make our few days here on earth count, so that when we return to you, Navi levav chokhma, we can present you, God, with a wise spirit, with a wise mind, as opposed to the foolishness with which we passed our days. But in the meantime, recognize our mortality. Recognize our fallibility. And Shuva Hashem, Ad Matai. Calm, God, don't be angry. Oh, until when? How long will you be upset with us? V'hinachem al avadecha, and comfort, regret the pain that you have bestowed upon those who would want to serve you. Sabeinu babokir chastecha, v'neranena v'nismecha b'chol yameinu. If our life is so brief, at least allow us to be joyous for as long as we were also sad and oppressed. Samchenu ki yimot initanu, shnot ra'inu ra'a. Please, God, in the time that we have here, yira'eh lavadecha po'alcha, open our eyes to see your work, to understand you. V'hadarcha al pneihem. And if we can't fulfill our purpose, at least let your beauty shine on our children, those that we leave behind after our short lives. V'hi noam adoshem elokeinu aleinu. And may the pleasantness of God shine upon us. And since we can't finish our work, Ma'ase yadeinu konana aleinu, please complete what we've started. Ma'ase yadeinu konanehu, establish the work of our hands. What makes the 90th Psalm so incredibly poignant is that it is authored by Moshe Ish HaElokim, a man who had accomplished such incredible heights in his lifetime that he was called the man of God. And yet, at the end of his life, he too felt that his work had not been completed, that he had not managed to bring the best of his hopes to fruition. How much more so we frail human beings whose lives are so short, who waste so many of our days. How much we must pray that we can make our days count and that we can leave a mark on this world and that we can inspire our children to carry on what we've only begun to the glory of Am Yisrael and its God. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.